What's up, guys? How are you? Happy Saturday. Matt Perrault with you at Sports Talk Matt on Twitter. This is the Daily Juice Podcast on what could be the best Saturday in the college basketball regular season. This day is insane. There are like 145 college basketball games today. It is an absolute sports smorgasbord of things to watch. And we're hot. 2-1 again last night. We've been rolling here this week. We've done a really nice job. We've put down, I mean, we're doing well here. I got to add it all up, but we're up like 5 units on the week. We've done a really nice job building the bankroll, hitting two out of three. It's just kind of like what we've been doing here. And well, the Daily Juice, we're going to get right to it today. We're being brought to you by BetMGM as always. $10 bet to win $150. Use that promo code JUICE150 when you set up for a new account with BetMGM. So, not going to recap the games last night because I've got a really big card to get to. Larger than normal, okay? We're going to go heavy college basketball in one UFC bet coming up here for tonight. Okay, so let's start with a hedge, okay? So, you guys know that we are looking at a 2-unit loss. If Providence wins today against the Creighton Blue Jays, they win the regular season in the Big East and I lose 2 units. Okay. So because of that, I don't want to lose 3 units. Northern Iowa is playing at home today against Loyola Chicago. We have a +150 bet on Loyola Chicago, 1 unit to win the Missouri Valley Conference regular season title. Okay. Because of that, Northern Iowa, if they win today, they win the Valley and we would lose 3 units. Right now, if you have that +150 bet, okay, like I do, I'm going to hedge off of it. Okay. I am going to jump in here with a +120 money line bet for 1 unit with Northern Iowa. Okay. So we have a +150 on Loyola Chicago for 1 unit to win the Valley. And if Northern Iowa wins today, they win the Valley. So +120, +150, guaranteed profit. Not big, okay? It would be 1.5 units if Loyola would win. But they're on the road, tough environment. Ben Jacobson sold out Cedar Rapids, Iowa in the frigid cold. That place is going to be hot. It's going to be jumping. I know Loyola killed Northern Iowa in the first game. I understand that. This is a different environment. Okay. This is a tough gig. And watching that game against Drake for Loyola Chicago concerned me. They needed to win that game to keep themselves alive for an at-large bid. And they lost the game outright. That worried me. I saw that and I went, uh-oh, this team's different. This coach is different. It's not Porter Moser. It's a different head coach. He's young. Going into that environment, I'm hedging. 1 unit, Northern Iowa, +120 on the money line to beat Loyola Chicago today to win the Missouri Valley Conference regular season championship. Cut down the nets. Okay. Crazy game. Amazing game. Cannot wait to watch it. 6 p.m. ESPNU, I believe, is a broadcast. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific time for that game. But I'm going to come back. Okay. And I'm sort of going to double down here a little bit. The best case scenario would be a 1-point win by Loyola Chicago. Okay, that's the best case scenario because the line's 2. Got a home dog. I have a home dog. Like, are you kidding me? How is Northern a dog here? This is, I know they got beat badly. I get it. But boy, this is, I've been watching Ben Jacobson for a very long time coach college basketball in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I have been to this arena numerous times to watch big college basketball games in the Valley. I covered it with Creighton. I covered it when I was in Des Moines. This is going to be an absolute buzzsaw of an environment. It's going to be super difficult for Loyola to win this game. And they don't have the same types of players. The experience is there, but not entirely. It's not the same Loyola team that went to the Final Four. I'm going to go 0.5 unit here. Northern Iowa, +2 at home, home dog. Give me the Panthers +2 here for 0.5 unit, -110. So we've got Northern to win the game. And +2, Loyola to win by one would be our best case scenario. We'd cash that plus 150, win a little bit more, get back a unit. So we'd win a half a unit there with the plus 150. And then we would win another half a unit coming back there with the plus two cover for the Panthers. So then we would win one full unit. Okay. That's the ideal scenario for this game is Loyola wins the game by one. Okay. That's best case scenario. But I'm going to take the plus two. Home dog. For the regular season championship? Are you kidding me? Yeah, I've seen this story before. I've seen Northern before. They win games like this. Ben Jacobson wins games like this. It's going to be ugly. It's not going to be very high scoring. Plus two, Northern Iowa, half a unit. Okay, so two bets on that one game, but really it's three bets on that one game. And, you know, we're playing off of it. Okay, I mentioned Providence. Okay. So let's get into it here. Providence laying five at home. This, I could run through the numbers and everyone is saying the team's going to regress and Providence not that good, but this is too much to ask for this baby Creighton Blue Jays team. This is a coronation. This is not a basketball game. Okay. Providence has never won a Big East regular season championship. They win the game here tonight, today, and they will be crowned. The game against Villanova on Tuesday doesn't matter. Do we need the Jays to win this game? Holy hell, do we need the Jays to win this game today? It would be unbelievable if the Creighton Blue Jays would win this game today. Without Ryan Nemhart, their star freshman point guard who broke his wrist in their last game in the win that we had them at plus five against St. John's, they stayed on the East Coast, and they had surgery. He had surgery. He'll be back next year, but he's out for the season. Huge blow. Ty Alexander's a good player. Okay. It's not like they don't have anybody that could help them out, but in this environment against this Providence team on the road, Ed Cooley, I've seen Creighton play in Providence. Okay. It's always a difficult place to play. Ed Cooley kind of has Greg McDermott's number. Ed Cooley has done pretty well against, including winning a Big East Conference Tournament Championship game against Greg McDermott. I'm going to lay the 5 points here. I think Providence, this environment, the dunk's going to be hopping. It's going to be incredible. I'm going to lay the five here. Providence at home, minus five for a half a unit. As long as it's under six, I think this game, if Providence wins, I think they cover. Okay. They lose. If they don't cover, I think they lose the game. And like maybe Ryan Hawkins goes for like 40 today and maybe everyone hits every shot and maybe Alex O'Connell goes unconscious from behind the arc and the Jays somehow knock off Providence. And then we can really get involved with hedging if it's Providence on the road at UConn for the Big East Championship on Tuesday. Whoo, baby. Now we're talking. Maybe it's a hedge, but I don't think the Jays win this game. Okay. I don't think that they can win it. I don't think without Ryan Nemhart. I'm actually surprised. I think the number's off. Numbers should be like nine. It's five. I saw that. I was like, yeah, five, bang, bet it. Like under six. Holy crap. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. Maybe they're afraid of the bad guys coming in and taking the Blue Jays because they've been so hot and they've won six games in a row and they're going into this with supreme confidence. And maybe Greg McDermott's going to pull one out of the bag and say, well, Providence always plays these tight games, right? They always play 5 points or less basketball games. I actually don't think this is going to be a 5 point or less basketball game. I actually don't. I actually would be kind of surprised if this game is not a double digit win for Providence. And like, they're getting ready to cut down the net. Like 5 minutes into the game, everyone's getting ready to celebrate and party in Providence and jump up and down. A lot of people in that city have been watching Providence basketball for a long time. It means a lot in that city. It's the one New England city that actually cares other than Hartford, but Storrs, Connecticut is where UConn is. So it's kind of not the same. Providence is in downtown Providence. Providence College is in the city. People have been watching Friar basketball for a long time and they've never seen them win a Big East regular season championship. They've seen a tournament, not regular season. Today's the day. Providence minus five for a half a unit. Okay, so one more college basketball game to jump in with here, and it's Arkansas at home taking on Kentucky. Arkansas 18-10 straight up this year. Sorry, 18-10 against the spread this year. Kentucky 13-15. Arkansas 9-1 over their last 10 against the number. 5-0. They've covered 9 straight. They're 10-6 at home. Here comes Kentucky. Arkansas is -2, slight favorite. I wish they would be home dogs, but they're not. I wish I was catching points. I'm not. I'm laying 2. Kentucky's coming in with a 4-7 record on the road. Kentucky's won big games recently, but they're at home. Beat LSU, beat Alabama. On the road, they lost by 13 to Tennessee. On the road, they did beat Alabama. Okay, that was a big win, but we know where Bama is. They're so up and down, so crazy. It's like, where are they? Sure, they beat Kansas at Kansas. Big, huge win. But Arkansas is on this crazy run. They beat Tennessee at home. They beat Auburn at home. They beat Mississippi State at home. They beat West Virginia at home. They beat Texas A&M at home. I mean, these guys right now, we've talked about it on my other show a lot about, is there value betting on Arkansas to make the Final Four? I think that there is. This Arkansas team is nasty on both sides. I kind of telegraphed this a little bit earlier in the week saying I'm going to be on Arkansas. That's why we were on Arkansas earlier in the week. Arkansas -2, lay it half a unit on the Razorbacks for Arkansas -2. All right. So the three bets for college basketball: Providence -5, Northern Iowa +2, Arkansas -2, the UNI 1 unit +120 money line bet is the hedge off of the future wager. So it's sort of a washout there. Really, it's three bets in college basketball. And I'm leaving other games available to you guys because we are going to do the Discord bet chat at 8:30 Pacific, 11:30 in the morning. You guys, I'm going to leave Auburn in Tennessee. I'm going to leave Kansas in Baylor. I'm going to leave St. Mary's in Gonzaga. I'm going to leave Purdue in Michigan State. I mean, there are just Oklahoma State, Oklahoma. There are bonkers college basketball games. Wisconsin, Rutgers, Arizona, Colorado, Iowa State, Kansas State. You know, you can go crazy and jump up and down how many games you want to recommend and what we play. You guys will bet a half unit of my money. Go right ahead. Jump on in on that. I might make the Vegas Colorado under an official play. Don't know yet. Vegas lost last night, which, by the way, the don't bet a parlay didn't hit. But what's crazy, I didn't bet it right. I bet the under on a game that I thought I had bet the over. I wrote it down wrong. And I don't know why I bet the under on the Columbus game, but I did. I bet the under 6.5. And I bet the over on the Jets game against Colorado, not the under. I flipped the two of them and it cashed. So I actually, you know, I got a +600 hit, which I wasn't deserving, but I got it. And that's my bad. So the don't bet a parlay did not cash, but I bet it wrong and it cashed. So somehow I fat fingered that and I got it right. So I hit a +6. It was the same odds. It was +617. So I hit that. I hit a +617 parlay last night with the three legger coming in. But Penn State cashes, Dallas cashes, Vegas puck line, they lose outright. And that didn't cash for us. But I may make Vegas Colorado. I think Vegas is not scoring right now. Their offense looks a little discombobulated and they scored 4 goals against San Jose, but they lost 2-0 at home to the last time they played the Avalanche in Vegas. I'm not so sure that they're going to score all that much against Colorado. They played really well last night, but a back-to-back for the Avalanche, 6 goals for them. They scored 6 unanswered goals in that game against the Jets last night. Probably, I'm going to personally bet it for sure. I don't know if I'm going to make it official or not, but if you want hockey, there's a under Vegas and Colorado. I don't know, depending how the day goes. If I'm doing well, I'll probably go ahead and make it official, but I'll definitely be on that game. All right, let's talk about the UFC main event, fight night. Makhachev versus Green. Islam Makhachev, right? I always kill this dude's name. I just call him Baby Habib. It's easier to call him Baby Habib versus Bobby Green. Straight up, huge props to Bobby Green. Huge props to Bobby Green. Okay. Makhachev is a warrior and he's taking this fight on short notice. This dude is 21-1. This dude takes everyone down. And this dude drowned people. Takedown accuracy of 66%. Whew. Really hard to take Bobby Green down. It's really hard. 72% takedown defense for Bobby Green. This dude stands and bangs. Average fight time is 12:39 for Bobby Green, 9:42 for Islam. But I just, on short notice, Islam is a minus 900 favorite here. You could sprinkle on Bobby Green. The public's going to be sprinkling on Bobby Green. It's too big of a dog, right? For a fight, for a one punch. How could you not like Bobby Green? How could you not respect this dude? How could you not be cheering for this dude? It's not a horrible idea to bet both sides of this fight, to be quite honest, and just take a small little sprinkle. I'll do it personally. I'll sprinkle on Bobby Green personally because I think it's a smart move. Could be, you know, let's see what happens closer to fight night or fight time. You might get like 700 or 800 on Bobby Green. Okay. I can't see him winning this fight. How does Islam win the fight? Most likely it's submission. Okay. Most likely it's going to be a submission, and most likely it's going to be a quick submission. Okay. As I said, Bobby Green is really good. He's really talented, but he fought 2 weeks ago, looked phenomenal doing it. But this dude is a mauler. I mean, this is one of, it's a catchweight fight, but this dude's one of the up and coming superstars in the UFC. Baby Khabib by submission is even money. Okay. Circa Sports tonight, even money. I'm taking him via submission, half a unit for Islam Makhachev on by submission against Bobby Green here in this 5-round fight main event. Total is 2.5. I mean, one minus 110 on both sides. I can't see Bobby Green lasting 5 rounds against this dude. I just can't. I hope he does. I mean, it would be amazing. I can't see by decision. I just can't see this fight in a main event, this thing going, you know, more than 3 rounds. But the later it goes, the more dangerous I think it is for Bobby Green. I'm not going to overthink it. I'm going to take Islam by submission, even money for a half a unit. Okay. So we will have the Discord chat at 11:30 a.m. on the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat, or the link is underneath me. Okay. Link is underneath me on YouTube. If you guys want to go in and get it. We'll be 8:30 on the Discord channel talking about taking recommendations. You guys bring your, we haven't done it in a while, but what you do is you just log in. I'll bring you up on stage. You'll tell everyone what you like and why you like the bet. Then we'll go and vote on the Discord channel on a thread off the Daily Juice. And then that's where I'll bet a half a unit. And we'll just go ahead and bet whatever you guys want to bet for today here for a Discord bet for college basketball, fights, whatever you want to make a case for. Go ahead and jump in on that. Okay. So, the full slate of games I'm playing: Northern Iowa plus 120, one unit on the money line against Loyola. UNI plus 2, half a unit against Loyola. We're taking Providence minus 5 against Creighton at home, half a unit. And we're taking Arkansas minus 2 at home against Kentucky, half a unit. And Makhachev by submission, even money for a half a unit on a Saturday. Such a huge sports Saturday. This is going to be such a fun day. Discord bet still to come as well to add, and potentially the hockey bet with the under Vegas and Colorado, depending on if I want to make that official or not. We'll have something else maybe to jump in depending on how we're doing throughout the day, but that's a night game here in Vegas. So boy, oh boy, what a fun Saturday. I hope you'll join the Discord chat. Look, the NBA is going on, and I'll leave basically the entire schedule if you guys want to jump in on the NBA coming up for tomorrow, because it's a Saturday and there are some decent games in the NBA to talk about. And, you know, Brooklyn's at Milwaukee. Big game. Okay. 5:30. So we could have a sprinkle. We could have ads. We couldn't, you know, depends how big I want to go with a overall Saturday betting slate for us here, how big the card is going to grow to. But we've had a good week. I hit a big parlay last night. So let's throw around some units and have some fun. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter @SportsTalkMatt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast. Always being brought to you by BetMGM.